I'm the coolest kid, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD
and Lippo. That's me. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Over there, that's Big JD.
Over here.
And what's our purpose here today, JD?
Our purpose here today is, this is kind of an introduction to the Jabbercast talk radio at its finest on the All Talk Radio Network, alltalkradio.net. We're actually doing this show specifically for All Talk Radio. To introduce our show, the Jabbercast, which has actually been around for a while, but new to All Talk Radio.
That's right. How long have we been around?
Years. I've been around for about almost 43 myself.
Is that right?
Sure.
Your birthday is when?
Tomorrow.
No.
In July. Leo.
Leo the
You can send gifts in care of the station.
Care of the station.
The train station.
Yes, because this is not going to be a train wreck.
This is going to be a train wreck, I think, this show. Hey!
Hey! Like a jump, hey! So, do we want to give our All Talk Radio listeners some kind of insight into what the Jabbercast is all about? Or do you want to give them the background on us?
Well, we can start with the Jabbercast, I suppose.
You look all professional there, all 90-degree angle, dude.
Yeah, just about. I raised it up and then down and then sideways, and then it's the boom thing.
You're booming.
Here comes the boom.
So what did you say? Well, you answered my question, but I didn't quite catch
Well,
on.
The Jabbercast itself, what is the Jabbercast? The Jabbercast originated as a podcast.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Big JD's idea.
Yeah, I guess so. Stemming from another show that we do, we originated kind of in the podcast realm, jumped on the podcast bandwagon
with our first show, the Easy Mac Podcast,
right? With our alter egos, Jeff and Mike.
That's right. No, those are our actual egos, JD and Lippo.
No,
it's
those are alter ego.
Okay,
it's my alter ego now.
Alter ego.
But yeah, Jeff and Mike in the Easy Mac Podcast. In which, what do we do there?
We give listeners little tutorials, insight into new programs, ways to deal with their multimedia projects
on
Macintosh computers, yeah. Of course, using, for the most part, the iLife suite of programs, but we're getting into third-party programs. We also talk about other things, though, like formatting hard drives and how to set up a network and other essential information that Macintosh users need, no matter what, if they're doing multimedia or if they're doing, they're checking their email, as far as that goes. So that is the Easy Mac Podcast, which I highly suggest you check out. You can go to the easymacpodcast.com, not the Easy Mac, just easymacpodcast.com. And there you can find the shows, or you just jump into iTunes, another iLife program, and punch in Easy Mac, and you'll see our show there, and subscribe. If you're a Macintosh user.
Yeah, we do the procedures there on multimedia, like Lippo mentioned. And also we have other information on there. We add in a gadget that we kind of review. And OS X tips and things like that.
Right. And other podcasting type stuff.
Right. If you're a PC user, you should listen.
You should listen.
We have a show on switching.
There is a show on switching.
Yes, sir.
So, I was going to say something about more about the Easy Mac show. Just went in and out of my head, just as you said.
Something about the other
areas of the show we do, the OS X tip and the
oh no, it was about podcasting. I'll talk radio on the internet. That's basically internet radio. Whereas I'm thinking that a lot of the listeners of this radio,
All Talk,
a lot of their listeners might be interested in podcasting. Not just our show, but
Podcasts in general. You mean podcasts? Listening to podcasts? Sure. Yeah. There are a lot of them around, available. A great place to start as far as podcasting is concerned is go to iTunes Store and click on the podcast link on the left side of the menu there. And there's how many? Hundreds? Thousands?
There's tens of thousands of podcasts for sure. And there's a lot of, if you're into talk radio, which I know Big JD is, he's a talk radio junkie. And if you're into that kind of stuff, there's tons of podcasts out there. Some are kind of crappy and some are really good.
So there's music podcasts as well. And there's news podcasts, all the big television stations and radio stations, NPR, everybody's podcasting. And if you're not that familiar with podcasting, you know, even maybe listening to these live streams here on All Talk Radio, podcast is generally it's a pre-recorded show, pre-recorded radio show, talk show, whatever kind of show, and then it's posted for listeners to originally made to download automatically to your computer and then essentially to your iPod, mm-hmm. or an MP3 player, I guess you would put it on, but that's what podcasting is kind of originally.
That's right.
But now you can go to the websites like our Easy Mac site. If you want to just listen from the internet, you can actually go there and just click on the links to the show archives and listen to a show right online.
That's correct. So from the Easy Mac podcast, we were asked to do a little spiel for the local Macintosh user group here in
a workshop
in a little in our town here in Southern Ontario, Canada, and they asked us to go there, and we just did our deal. We actually did part of a podcast right at the workshop, mm-hmm. our own little spiel, and they loved us. And some of the administrators of the user group, these are people who have some pull in the education field here in this part, and they got us a gig at the community college here at St. Clair College, and we're teaching.
We're podcast. Now instructors at the college, teaching podcasting and computer audio recording.
Crazy.
Yeah. And we do that continuing education and also going to be start teaching online as well, which is kind of a new thing for the college, actually. They offer online courses through Ontario Learn, and this is our course is actually going to be the very first course that the college offers online right through the college itself. So this course gets offered through Ontario Learn and the college. And that broadens the area, actually, that it's available. And that's great for them and really cool for us.
Sure.
We're pioneers.
Pretty much.
We're actually in a log cabin right now.
And the funny thing about being pioneers is they didn't know what they were doing. And we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, we're learning.
Learning to teach, I guess, is the way to say it.
Yeah, that's what he meant. Not podcasting. And we know what we're doing, I guess.
Obviously, we must know what we're doing.
Yeah, obviously, I don't know.
Or we're fooling some people.
That's right. We're good talkers.
Got good equipment. Well,
he is. I make all mine up.
It's got to come from your brain at some point.
That's right.
From your brain to your tongue. So from there, I also got my dad cooking on a podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this podcasting thing, it's basically what's involved in podcasting is you got to have some audio equipment and you got to have some place to put your podcast pretty much. And there's some other little stuff, but for the most part, those are the two big needs. You need to have some way to record audio digitally, and then you need some place to put those digital files for people to retrieve. So my dad is a retired philosophy professor, and he has his own podcast that I produce for him. He hasn't done one in a while, actually, but he's
I'm waiting for a new one from Harry.
He's working on something. What he's working on is let me just say first, it's Harry's Philosophy is the URL of his podcast, and the name of the podcast is Philosopher's Corner. So maybe you want to go check that out. But what he's doing, he's got this person and soul thing. He's had different variations of this that he has submitted to many journals, And for some reason, he's done, and he says, it's done, it's it, this is it. This is the real deal. And he's been doing that for 15, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
thinking it's done and it's good. This is really what I thought. And then he says, oh, I had a revelation. And I really know what the, and it just continues on. So he's still working on it.
And this specific thing is what he wants to throw in for his next show kind of thing or something?
He's already done a show on it. Well, I think it was his first or second show. It's person and soul.
Yeah, this I remember the soul thing there.
So and that, he just
but he's so busy with that.
He's just constantly working on that.
Uh-huh.
It's like he doesn't ever think he's got it. I'll tell you, he finished it, sent it away. 2 days later, he's calling me up. I have this idea that if this one gets rejected, I'm going to add this to the. And I'm typing over the phone. Like he's okay, I got this idea. I want to make sure I don't lose it. I'm going to give it to you right now. Go get your laptop and start
That's
typing.
Some deep stuff, man.
Oh, man. It's like, you dad, you just handed it in. Why didn't you just wait a day or two?
Yeah.
And then hand it in. I know. But and it just constantly, for the last 15, 20 years, no word of a lie, he's been working on this thing. So that's really what has been holding up his, basically he was just giving us philosophy classes for the last few podcasts that we're doing. So he's constantly working on the person. And so I think just the day before he dies, he's going to finish it and say, yes, that's it. That's the one I wanted to publish. So
check that out. harrysphilosophy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a break. Okay, I found the letter R. We're recording again.
Today's letter is the letter R, brought to you by Stephen Leno.
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street, brought to you by Big Bird.
And Kermit the Frog.
That's good. Very good.
Snuffleupagus.
Mana.
Is it Snuffleupagus or Snuffleupagus?
No, you said it right the first time.
Okay. We're back discussing, we'll continue on podcasting a little bit because that's kind of where we started. And Harry's philosophy came about after the Easy Mac podcast and before the Jabbercast, I think, did it not?
Mm-hmm.
And did
mm-hmm.
he's busy drinking tea and off in another world.
No, drinking tea. Sleeping late, drinking tea.
Lost my train of thought. I want to talk about your other show. Did that come about before the Jabbercast as well? The music show, Border City. Or was that after Jabbercast?
I think it might have been just after.
Okay, well, he's got another podcast he produces called Border City Radio.
Border City Radio.
Podcast.
Yes.
Currently.
Yes.
And it's a local and surrounding area music show.
Mm-hmm.
New and up and coming and, well, not all new artists.
No.
Some are established.
Some are, sure. Yeah, for sure. And
in and around the Windsor and, what do you say?
best music coming from in and around the Windsor, Ontario area and everywhere else.
That's right. BorderCityRadio.com. You can check that out.
Yes. And I just recorded a show.
Oh, okay. I've been waiting for a new one of those as well.
I've been waiting too. I didn't do one for the whole month of April because of my knee surgery and my board died. And so I asked this local band, I guess I can mention them on this show.
Sure.
My Terminal Ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him for permission. The dude who drums in the band was an old drummer of mine. Tysius Stewart. You ever heard of him?
No. Tysius D? Wasn't that a movie that just came out recently?
Tysius D. Okay. That's Tenacious D. Pick a Destiny.
Tysius? That's his name? That's
Tysha. Tysha. T-Y-S-H-A. And he's a really good drummer. I remember he used to, you know, in the band we were in, he had two sets of Pearl drums.
Mm-hmm.
Two five-piece together.
Wow, yeah.
Symmetric. And he played snare with his right hand and hi-hat with his left. He's one of these guys, you know, mm-hmm. swinging off the side of his body.
Neat.
And he was really good. Anyway, I asked him if I could play his band on my podcast. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So I recorded the show, did all the artwork, did everything,
right.
Did all the website stuff. The day I go to, just before I'm ready to post it, I go to check my MySpace mail,
mm-hmm.
which is basically how you talk to a lot of these bands,
right?
Through MySpace. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, we're putting out a new CD in July and we don't want you to play those, and he put it in quotation mark, demo songs.
Right.
They sound great. They mm-hmm. sound, they're fine. And it's going to be, you know, 128 kilobits per second on my podcast. You can't tell any difference in quality, but they said, Kibosh, wait, please wait.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So now what? is the deal.
So now I'm going to have to go back into the show, the Raw show, and I'm going to have to stick in another band. Okay. Either that or do a whole new show.
Maybe I'll come in and sing a cappella.
All right. Big JD is our first artist up. They were the first artist in the show, too.
Yeah. Well, that's something else for listeners to check out. That's really cool.
Border City Radio.
I'd like to see that live at some point in time.
No, that's not going to
be. And then myself, I have another show called Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, which broadcasts actually live Saturday mornings on another internet radio station. And you can check out my website for that. That's bigjd.com/rock show. So you can find out where and when that is.
So it's Rare Rock and Heavy. I'll
tell you when. Saturday morning at 10.
Right. Sorry.
The Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show.
Saturday morning at 10.
Which you didn't say the whole thing in the ID you made for me, but that's okay. I'll get you to make another one sometime. Big JD's Rare Rock Show. That's what you said, I think.
But right.
It's the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show.
But there's a few places where you mention the show, you only put
yeah.
Rare Rock.
Yeah, so sometimes I just say Rock Show, but they actually have another one on that station called The Rock Show that the owner of the station DJs.
So
I sometimes refer to it as The Rock Show, Big JD's Rare Rock Show, or Rare Rock Show.
So you want Rare Rock and Heavy Metal?
The Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show. That's what it's really called, yeah.
Okay.
Even the site URL just says Rock Show, but I actually tried to get the domain name and somebody's holding it, sitting on it. And when you go to the webpage,
yeah.
It's just all it says on there is like, if you want my domain name, don't even bother. I won't even, I think it might say something to the effect of if you have like an ultimate reason why or something like that, you'd want it, go ahead and email me, but I doubt I'll give it to you.
Rare Rock Show?
I think it's, I don't know if it's The Rock Show. I think like The Rock Show or Rock Show. I can't remember exactly, but that's my other show. Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, Saturday mornings at 10.
Well, you're not going to tell them where, though, they can find it?
Well, they can go to the website and check, mention stations on stations kind of thing.
No, it's just a courtesy.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can go to the site and check it out. BigJD.com is where you can find a lot of the podcasts and stuff. But BigJD.com/rock show will take you right to that site. And what else do I do? You talking to me. Right on the All Talk Radio Network.
You must get All Talk Radio. You must make a ton of money with all those jobs.
Oh, fortune. I don't have to work anymore. It's awesome. I wish. You talking to me, kind of a one-on-one talk show, sort of a takeoff of the Jabbercast type of thing. Talk radio. Again, at its finest.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't know what's fine. Find it too, yeah.
Rockshow.com is a very nice domain name, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I bought it.
He teases.
It has been the scene of several interesting but ultimately abortive web...
He taunts.
...development efforts over the years. It has never amounted to a hill of beans, mm-hmm. to use the technical term. I didn't know a hill of beans was a technical term.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound very technical.
No.
Tasty, maybe, but...
Well, if it's in your toilet, it's not a...
Well, no. A hill of corn, a hill of beans.
Hill of beans.
Sounds like somebody's last name. Robert Hill of Beans.
Yes.
Turns 37 today. So that's there's a couple of shows that I have. You talking to me, you can visit you, the letter U, talking, the number
talking.
Two, the letter two, me, the number two.
Is
me.
It talking
you
or talking?
Talking with no G.
Right.
You talking to me. .ca, actually.
.ca. It's one of those Canadian...
You probably do a search here on the radio station at some point in time, and you'll find out when the show's being aired. It's actually pre-recorded, and it's a podcast on the website at this point in time. Maybe sometime we'll be hearing that live as well. But I have another show in the works, and no.
Get out.
No, I'm running short on time.
So you didn't tell me. I'm just checking out you talking to me, .ca.
Yeah, there's not much there... this point in time while we're sitting here doing the show, which is pre-recorded, but by the time listeners are listening to this, there may be something going on.
I'm kind of curious. I asked you what you made this and your Jeff Atlanta, which you didn't mention the Jeff Atlanta show yet.
As far as the website's concerned?
Yeah.
It was actually, that I did, was the first time I did it this way. It was actually a picture, if that's what you mean. I used an actual one picture I made, and then I just sliced up what I needed for... to use as a navigation system there. And that's it. So anything that's got to be changed, it's a little tricky, but not bad. Everything's kind of cut up and I can do a, you know, certain piece of it. Like I had to, what I had to change the titling at that one time. This one here, I just basically made using tables. It's not really anything too special. The other one was might not be anything special either, but it was kind of neat the way I did it using an actual, just starting with an actual picture.
In Photoshop?
In Photoshop, yes. And then took to Image Ready to do my slicing and so forth. So.
Slicing and dicing pocket pupil websites.
That was a new thing for me. And then having the, and what was really cool, which I never used before in Dreamweaver, was the layers to put my text on. It's a layer over top of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
That's part of CSS.
New every day. That's neat.
Layers is part of CSS.
Yeah, I'm a CSS professional. I don't even know what CSS stands for. Crazy style.
Son of Sam.
Stupidity. But anyway, there's the podcasting, and we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and continue on what kind of led us into this live radio, live internet streaming radio deal. All right, continuing on with this, the live thing. I actually met a DJ that did live streaming internet radio. And
Amy?
Amy, DJ Amy from Touch of Class Radio is where she's from. And she kind of hooked me up with this whole thing. Actually, she was on another, there's another station called Crush that she's affiliated with. Anyways, in a roundabout way, I got started on this thing. And I just thought it was really cool because, you know, we have a lot of listeners that... apparently are listening live and they're enjoying the show live. And then we actually record the shows and put them up on the site as podcasts or to the iTunes store. And they're available afterwards as well. If you missed the show or you want to hear it again, then it's available that way. So the podcasting thing was really cool place to start for sure. And we still do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the live thing is a whole new avenue for us, actually broadcasting live right from our studio through the radio stations, streaming on the net. And, to me, hopefully, it's a stepping stone to move us on to the next thing, which is maybe live radio or satellite radio, perhaps.
You're not my stepping stone.
What's? Yeah. You're a monkey.
I remember you playing that song at California's.
Oh, you saw us before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we used to do that.
I mean, I saw you before.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun back in the day.
You look like you were having fun. I remember. That's one thing I remember about you. You were always green. I thought he must be high on coke or something.
Yeah. That's what everybody thought.
Did they really? Did people mention that to you?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thought we were on drugs for sure, especially me. Didn't do any my musical career at all. I had quit before I started all that.
Good.
But, yeah, it was just... we were into having fun and being crazy.
That's Wicked Angel, by the way.
Yeah, wickedangel.ca. You can check that out as well. My heavy metal days. D-A-Z-E for you Canadians. Zed. So yeah, we got into the live streaming thing, and that's what we're on right now. And I personally like to see the Jabbercast at some point make it to regular radio, AM broadcast talk radio or FM morning show would be sweet. FM morning show with Big JD and Lippo.
You work on
Couldn't
that,
Couldn't you
JD?
Get into that?
Of course I could get into it. I think, yeah, that's the right word. It would be amazing.
Even satellite. I don't know how satellite works. If satellite's interested in your show, do you get paid?
Of course
what,
you
do we
got
to move to New York and do the... What do we do?
Yes, you got to move to New York.
I'm in. I'll move to New York in 2 seconds. I go there every summer and I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, great city.
I'd love to live there if it was warm all year, but then again, that's going to be the first place that gets hit too when World War III starts.
Why are you watching Heroes?
No.
Okay. That does get blown up in the show. But
oh, does it?
Yeah. New York is a great city, for sure.
Yeah, it's an awesome city, for sure. I'd love to live in New York. But the satellite thing, I can handle that. That would be great, satellite.
Are you going back this summer?
Unfortunately, we won't make it to New York, I don't think, this year because we're going to Europe.
Big JD's hopping on the jet airliner.
Yeah, that big streaming internet radio deal in Europe. I have to go.
There you go.
Meeting over there.
European satellite radio.
There isn't such a thing, is there?
Why not?
Well, I don't know. You can get satellite from anywhere. They probably get ours if they can afford it or have it or have the technology.
Yeah, but
XM and Sirius.
And those two are now joining together.
Merging, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody told me, I have a guy that lives down the hall that's a producer at JLB. He's told me that recently, that those... satellite
what
deal connecting. Yeah,
producer at JLB. WJLB.
I'm trying to slip in anywhere.
Strong songs.
Yep, I want to play strong songs.
Hey, this is Big JD on WJLB.
Isn't that professional?
That's good enough for me. I'd hire you in a second.
Why not?
So what does he do there?
He's a producer, engineer type guy. I don't know. I don't think he's on the radio, but
he's a technical guy.
Yeah.
He's not an administrative guy. He's a technical guy.
Yeah, not administrative, but he's got some hands-on in there doing something. Probably running some of the show or something. Who knows?
Sure.
I don't know exactly. I don't know him that well, but I see him talk to him once in a while in the elevator, and it's always for briefly, and then in the hall for a minute, you know what I mean? Well, when we get out or whatever, but I'd like to talk to him longer.
Knock on
his... It's kind of cute. Knock on his door. I don't know which one it is. I'd have to go to all of them down the other suite. The other suites.
Sweet.
Yeah. So then we have all these shows going. Do I have another show? I got another show I do with my wife, actually. And I'm waiting for yours. And don't tell me you're not doing one.
I don't think we're going to do it now.
Oh, you got to be kidding. That's got nothing to do with anything, me doing that.
I'm just trying to make you feel bad.
Yeah, I do. Especially if you know... I had no intention of, like, stealing anything from
you. No. Me and my wife were going to do a show. My wife and I were going to do a show based on the Don and Drew Show, which is a very popular podcast, which is on satellite radio as well. And I just told JD about it. 2 days later, him and his wife are doing a show.
I had thought about that in the past, and we had probably talked about or mentioned that in the past at some point.
Who's we? You and
me and you. No, me and you. Oh, like talking about doing husband and wife thing or the Don and Drew show and whatever. And I think I said to Lana that, you know, you guys are going to do a show or thinking of doing a show. Like, we should do one. And I never expected her to say, yeah, okay. Because... I don't know. This is kind of my thing, you know. It's not really involved in any of the broadcast stuff or podcasting or anything like that. And lately she's really been, you know, with school and she's got a double major in computer science and communication. And she's now been more and more into, you know, right into this kind of stuff.
Sure,
with the movie making, and she's been doing some audio work and stuff. And yeah,
it's a natural extension.
So
obviously.
She says, okay. And then I'm like, no, Michael never talked to me again.
What she's doing this is a natural extension of what she's doing at school.
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean, she's a busy person and she's got a lot going on. And I just didn't think that, you know, on really her only day off, she's going to do anything remotely close to something like this. Especially with me and my antagonizing.
She's good.
In the show. And
my wife was surprised at how much she talks.
So was I. I mean, yeah, I talked to her. But I mean, for this particular thing, I didn't know if she'd... I didn't know how she'd fare out, you know, like, and she just went on, and it was really good. I really enjoy listening to the show myself. It was like, you know, and I'm pretty good at stepping back and looking at something and you know, having a feel for, is it, you know, fun? Is it enjoyable to listen to? And I really enjoyed listening to it myself, not just because it's us or anything, but I just, you know, the content is kind of comical, and I'm sure people would find it somewhat comical. And I go for that. I like the comical side.
Sure. There's some kind of chemistry there. What I think is, if I was to criticize anything about that show, is the inability for you to edit it. Because there'd be spots in there which you might normally take up if you weren't constrained to a specific time
thing. Yeah.
Like when you guys are like looking for stuff?
Yeah, there's a little bit of time in there. Yeah. But then again, that's kind of gives you that feel of... live and right there with us sort of thing. And it's not so bad, I guess.
No, it's not so bad. I'm just thinking that when you guys are entangled in a really good conversation.
Yeah.
You get caught up.
Blend all that right together and
that would be good. They talk about everything from bees and bears and the bees and the bears.
Yeah. This actual particular first episode and you can get that from, this one's a little bit tricky. Actually, you can go to iTunes and search Jeff and Lana because this is available free for subscription through iTunes Store. The actual website will be on, you'll find it on there, but it's omsentertainment.com/Jeff and Lana. So
just rolls right off your tongue.
Yeah. Just like, so you can check that out if you want, or go to iTunes and go to the podcast area and search Jeff and Lana.
That's
or
the
Jeff and Lana show
it.
And you'll find it on there. We got our first show up there and it's, the show is called,
the Jeff and Lana show, isn't it?
Yeah. But the first one, Bitch Tits and Honeybees, I think, is the name of the actual first show. And I was wondering, the RSS feed didn't say that at first when I submitted it. because I thought maybe they'd say, well, it's explicit. It says that it's not explicit or anything just because, you know, the bitch tits thing or something like that. And I ended up changing it shortly after. And I don't know where the, when they got, but anyways.
Mine showed up as show one, Jeff and Lana.
Yeah, you got it just before I switched the thing, okay. Actually. So if you re-got it, it would be bitch tits and honeybees. And so that's where we're at with that. And is there any other show? Are there any other shows that I do right now? No.
That'd be insane.
Yeah, it would be crazy. It's all crazy anyways. I don't even know. I got so many shows right now to edit. I don't even want to sit at the computer. It's ridiculously crazy. And we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with something else. We're going to talk about Big JD and Lippo.
Sure.
Who are we? Where are we from? And why did we come here? And we're back with this special edition of the Jabbercast.
For All Talk Radio.
AllTalkRadio.net and the All Talk Radio Network.
So, the Jabbercast. What should folks expect out of the Jabbercast? I've looked at...
the unexpected.
Sure. I've seen other shows here on All Talk. I've listened to a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Why God Loves You and What Irks Me.
Yeah, the shit that irks me, yeah.
And there's one by another lady in there I listened to as well. The quality of the shit that irks me could, if they sounded as good as us, I think it'd be more something to it.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the quality that they want on All Talk, probably to keep the file size small, and because they're them building up, I don't know how much space they have for, you know, what they're offering everybody to submit, you know, that wants to put their podcasts or pre-recorded broadcasts on streaming radio. They want the file sizes small.
Sure.
From like 20 to between 20 and 40 kilobits or whatever.
What?
Yeah. And it's really small, and they get, you know, the shows don't sound that good at those small sizes. I wouldn't go less than 40 myself.
40 kilobits
per
second.
We usually do 64, and it's pretty good.
So
still,
it's not the actual file size. They care about the actual density of the file.
Well, probably because they want the small file size.
Well, just give us a number.
And that density of the size brings it down to, you know.
Give us a number, though.
10-minute segment for 2 megabytes. What's that?
Give us a number.
A number? What do you mean a number?
Like as far, no more than 10 megabytes per show, per 40-minute show. You know what I mean? Give us a
specific... Well, no, this is better to give.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Because that will keep the file size smaller, but you specifically sort of need to know what to do to get that small file. So if you just said, we want your show under 2 megabytes, well, does that mean I have to do only 1.5 minutes of talking, or how do get to 22 kilobits or whatever? You know what I mean?
Right.
So you actually tell somebody specifically, it's got to be this small as far as quality.
Right.
And then that's what you got to do.
When they stream, that's actually the number they use.
Do they actually use that small size as well, streaming? Wow, the other stations go pretty high. They're streaming at 96.
96?
Yeah.
The lowest I've seen is 16, but I've also seen some at 32.
That's small even for talk, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
No matter what your quality is, it's really going to diminish getting small in the 20s, and you know what I mean?
But an audio professional such as yourself, you can make anything sound good.
JD. Well, I try. Any anomalies that you find in the recording afterwards at that size is not from us, so... And the Jabbercast, we usually put up at 64.
Mm-hmm.
And streaming is live and streaming through 96 on the other station. But
sweet.
And the Jabbercast as well is going to be, obviously, we're putting it on here on All Talk. And we do it live on another station. But that's a nice thing kind of about streaming internet radio. Some of the stations, they pick up each other as well and broadcast through the other station. I know that on the other station, ATOC, let's just say, they have a few other affiliates that will broadcast them. So the shows get wider coverage, more listeners, and, you know, they're not really hung up on the other stations because it's kind of a big free-for-all and kind of, you know.
Right.
It's just a whole new, kind of a new thing, and it's growing in popularity.
As far as the talk end of it goes, but I guess as far as internet radio goes,
it's been around.
It's been around, but they're also being hit hard with...
In the U.S. right now, it's really bad, yeah.
Because playing streaming music.
Yeah, fees and...
The RIA upped the fees.
Yeah. They have made it really difficult, are practically nil now for the stations to continue on like that because of licensing. Yeah. And in Canada, it's a little bit different. You can get away with it at this point, but they're trying to kill internet radio.
As far it's as unfortunate. The music, streaming music.
Music, yeah, yeah. Sure.
But talk, it's all free.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And like I say, the spreading the shows around to different stations, and usually them not minding. I mean, All Talk knows that we are live on another station and have the podcast on the site, and yet we can stream it over their station, and that's really cool. I'd love to stream live on All Talk, but we, you know, are not ready to put up or afford the fees right now of paying to have our show on. As far as I'm concerned, somebody should be paying us at some point in time, especially as the popularity grows.
Sure.
And I noticed, I think I sent you a picture from iTunes, the popularity of the Jabbercast covers the whole spectrum of the thing. They have a thing that shows popularity of the shows. We're full.
Yeah, what does that mean? It obviously can't mean much because Jeff and Lana had like a quarter
thing. Well, there was a thing there. Yeah, I saw that. But we're full.
I'm how can I be full?
In theory, to show others.
I haven't eaten breakfast yet. How can I be full?
We're very popular.
Right. We're popular. That's it. iTunes says we're popular.
The show isn't, but we are.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. Big JD and Lippo. Celebrities around town.
How about our shows? We got about 5 minutes of show left here, and we just want to let listeners know before we take off here like you mentioned, they can expect from the Jabbercast some of our past shows, what kind of topics they include. And that's what the Jabbercast is. It's a talk show, different topic every week, and we just discuss different things, usually slipping off into jabbering on about something or other than the topic, but
we go down rat holes.
What have we done recently?
Well, the best show, of course, was the recap show.
Well, of course, the recap show. What was that after? It was like the 25th show.
25 shows.
Yeah, it was kind of like what's the 25 anniversary thing? It's called silver. What is that really? 25. It's something.
You said it right.
Quarter century thing.
Silver, right?
Yeah, I thought we'd do a recap on, you know, all the previous shows and maybe mention some things that we didn't say that, you know, when sometimes you go back and listen to the show and you think, oh, I wanted to mention this or that, and I didn't, and that's what we did. But anyways, what are some of the past shows?
I'm sorry. So some of the past shows are phobias.
Mm-hmm. We talked about phobias, yeah.
Old friends.
Yeah. Old friends as phobias?
No. Politics.
Right.
Favorite toys that we had as kids.
Awesome.
Hockey moms. Fun show we did.
Yeah. Live.
Live at the arena.
At the arena, yeah.
And getting in shape. Mm-hmm. Collectors. Yep. Spirituality, a really good show.
That was a good show, yeah.
Because I'll tell you, I was flying high when I was doing that one. And then a fun show was like cool food. We did it. Just talk about all kinds of different kinds of food.
Yeah.
And then another somewhat serious, but kind of a uplifting show was our last show, which was on freedom.
Right. And that's a show, that should be the upcoming show on All Talk, is the Freedom Show.
Cool.
Because this is going to be our first one because we're introducing here, but then we're going to have the Freedom Show, I guess will be next week. If you're listening to this now and whenever, eventually you'll find out what time our show is going to be streamed. The Freedom Show. And then after that, we have the following week, we can tell you, will be the Driver's Show.
That's right. Mini Driver. Drivers as in cars.
Road rage and all that fun stuff.
There's some road rage right here in Windsor, two incidents.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there is.
People getting out of their cars and whacking on people.
I have a great story for the show, man, that happened to me yesterday.
Yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Almost got hit. And then after they apologized, they got so mad at me and scared, rolled up their window, thought I was going to, and I look like a nice guy. I don't look scary at all, do I?
Yes, you do.
And they were terrified of me. And then shoot me the finger, and it's going to be a good story. The way that, you know, and it was their fault for the whole thing. But then they thought I was antagonizing them after in some way, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It was the way it unfolds, but you'll have to tune in for that.
All right.
The Driver's Show, sure.
I'm looking forward to
it. So those are some of the topics we've covered. What are some of the first few topics we covered? Because they were good ones. Public restrooms, I know we did a show on that.
Career Choices was our first show. Public restrooms was our second show. Nostalgic Candy was our third show. Rules for Kids. The Versus Show. I hate that.
Yeah, coffee versus tea, AM versus FM. Big JD versus Lippo.
Smackdown.
Heil versus Stedman.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, I just found out it was Heel.
No.
No. Heel Silver away.
That's you, buddy. You're a heel. because it's all in your soul. And if you don't shut up, I'm going to lace you.
What's all that? Lace.
Lace? That's what you tie your shoes with.
Oh, heel, lace, yeah.
Yeah. Soul.
Old Mother Hubbard lived in a cupboard.
Yeah.
And she moved to a boot and got laced.
Oh, nice. I give you the
That's
boot.
This week's Jabber Quote. We have a Jabber Quote on every show where we dissect a little saying, proverb, quote. And that's kind of neat as well.
That has something to do. It ties in with the show topic for that week.
Ties in. There we go again.
We got to have tie-ins.
We have to do a fashion thing. Fashion show. We're going to have a fashion show and we'll have a runway and it'll be really fun.
Or we should just do a show from a fashion show.
Yeah, but...
Live from the runway at the Kubota Club, it's Big JD and Lippo doing the fashion show.
So that's... There you have all the information about the Jabbercast and Big JD and Lippo.
Everything you wanted to know and more.
Yeah. And there's more. Some of it's got to be secretive and mysterious and...
Kind of leave them wanting.
But that's the Jabbercast, and that's going to be the Jabbercast on All Talk Radio. So we hope you enjoy the show at whatever quality it's broadcast at.
Right.
And tune in every week for a different topic and some fun with Big JD and Lippo. And visit our website, of course,
www.thejabbercast.com.
Is it the Jabbercast or Jabber? Yeah, the Jabbercast.
Don't question Is Lippo. It?
It's the Jabbercast.
The Jabbercast. Right, okay. Listen up.
I've never been there. I don't know.
We'll see you on the Jabbercast, folks.
See you later.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.